Good to see everybody here this morning. Man, this is exciting, isn't it? If you haven't seen it yet, there are some pews that are marked for our children and for the different age groups. And in a moment, I'm going to be asking Hubert to come forward and read a scripture over all of our children and have a prayer for them. I would appreciate it if you would make your way to that area and be present. We'll ask you to stand, and then we'll have the elders' blessing over those children. So if you'll do that, and then we'll have a time of meet and greet after that, okay? I am so excited. We're going to do some graduation today. It's not just honoring our seniors who are graduating from high school, which is so very important, but we also have some different incremental graduations today that we want to honor. And those children who are graduating today are going to receive a Bible from the church with a blessing that will at the time that they receive it. So we want to honor that. I want to ask you to bow with me in prayer, and let's start with prayer, and then we're going to sing some songs, and then we'll do that children blessing. Our Heavenly Father, we bring this worship to you this morning. We ask for your blessing upon us as we gather. We pray that as we bless those who are graduating, that your blessing will be upon us as we bless them. And we ask, Father, that all that we do this morning may bring honor and glory to your name. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Shall assemble on the mountain. We shall assemble at the throne with humble hearts into his presence. We bring an offering of song, glory and honor and dominion unto the Lamb, unto the King. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We sing the song of the redeemed. And at the end of our journey, we shall bow down on bended knee. And with the angels up in heaven, we'll sing the song of victory, glory and honor and dominion unto the Lamb, unto the King. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We sing the song of the redeemed. Hallelujah, praise Jehovah from the heavens, praise his name. Praise Jehovah in the highest, all his angels praise proclaim. All his hosts together praise him, sun and moon and stars on high. Praise him, O ye heaven of heavens, and ye floods above the sky. Let them praises give Jehovah, for his name alone is high, and his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted. And his glory is exalted far above the earth and sky. Let them praises give Jehovah. They were made at his command. Them forever he established. The earth, oh, praise Jehovah, all ye floods, ye dragons all, fire and hail and snow and vapors, stormy winds that hear him call, let them praise. praises give Jehovah, for his name alone is high, and his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted far above the earth and sky. All ye fruitful trees and cedars, all ye hills and mountains high, creeping things and beasts and cattle, birds that in the heavens fly, kings of earth and all ye people, princes, greatest judges all, praise his name, young men and maidens, aged men and children small. Let them praises give Jehovah, for his name alone is high, and his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted far above the earth and sky.
If there's any children that have not come down to the front, I want to ask all of you, all the children, to be down here in the front, either seated in your place or just come down in the aisles or down here in the very front. I'd like all the children down here. We're going to ask Hubert to read a scripture over you as one of our elders and give a shepherd's blessing to all of our children this morning, and we'd like for you to participate in that. So let me have all the children stand, please. All the children, if you need to hold your child, you'd stand with them. All the children, stand up. And Hubert, if you will, come up and read the scripture over them. All the children, come on, stand up, children. Let's go. I mean all the way through the 12th grade. All you children, be standing. You're a child too. Didn't your mama call you a child once? I mean, come on, all right. All ages of children, come on down here and let Hubert give us a blessing, okay? All right, Hubert.
The reading this morning is from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 1 through 9. These are the commands, decrees, and laws the Lord your God directed me to teach you to observe in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess, so that you, your children, and their children after them may fear the Lord your God as long as you live, by keeping all his decrees and commands that I give you, and so that you may enjoy long life. Hear, Israel, and be careful to observe, so that it may go well with you, and that you may increase greatly in a land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, promised you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. These commands that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your house and on your gates. If you would, bow with me. Our merciful, gracious, and loving Father, we are privileged this morning to be here, to be together with those of like-minded faith. We're thankful, God, that it's our privilege this morning to worship you. We praise you, God, as our Creator, is our sustainer, and as our Savior. And we're thankful, God, this morning that you have given us, our children, our grandchildren. We're thankful, God, for each and every one of the young people here this morning. We're thankful, God, that it is our privilege to see them grow up, to be there in their lives, and we pray for them. We pray that they may grow up in a world in which they stand firm in their faith, in their love and devotion to you, that they remember the lessons of their childhood, and that they remember you, your love, your devotion, and your mercy to them. We're thankful for the parents and the caregivers, for all of the time and attention, for the many long nights and days, and for taking care and ministering to these children in sickness and in health, in times of prosperity, and in lean times as well. We're thankful that we're here today to honor our seniors. We pray, God, that you will be with them and as they go forward. And as we promote the different age groups, as they move up in their classes, we're thankful for their teachers. We pray, God, that they might continue to learn and grow and mature as your children, that we'll all realize that we are your children, that as our Father, that you love us, that you care for us, and that it's your way that's best for us and best for each of these kids that are here today. We're thankful again for them, and we pray that wherever life takes them, that they will choose a path that honors and serves you. And we're thankful, God, that you will be with them wherever they go. In your Son's name we pray, amen. You may be seated.
All right, a lot of times we do a meet and greet at different times in our service. We want to do that this morning, but we want to do it a little bit differently this morning. We know that there are a lot of guests that are with us this morning to encourage their children, their grandchildren, so forth. I want you to look around. If you see someone that's visiting today, you know, give them a good greeting. Tell them that we're so glad that they're here. Find out who they're connected with. And if you see one of these children that you're especially proud of this morning, maybe during the meet and greet, you might want to go grab one of them and say, "Look, I'm proud of you. You've come a long way. I'm really proud of you. I love you for that." Okay? So let's just take a couple of minutes, do a little meet and greet, and then we'll come back.
My darkest hour, you are the Lord of all I am. there.
Great group this morning. This weekend, for those of you who don't know, we had our basic needs garage sale this weekend. These two ladies, with a lot of other help, pulled it off. So I thought they should get a chance to say something too.
First thing that we want to say is thank you. We had people show up to help. They said, okay, I have 1 hour, 2 hours, but I'll work. And then they left to go do things, and then they came back and they said, I got an hour left. I mean, it was like that for all 3 days. Miss Pam Clayton, where are you? Stand up, Miss Clayton. This brave, sweet lady brought us 2 days' worth of meals, two fresh ones each day. She brought us a casserole and a cake, and we loved your cakes, let me tell you. And Julie, where are you? No. Get up. Miss Julie brought us the best soup we've had in a long time and some delicious cornbread. And a lot of us ate it for off and on for a couple of days, too. We appreciate it so much. Kathy, you did a wonderful job, too. They kind of left whatever, whenever. She's always in the middle of things doing what we can't do. Where's Coach Doty? Is he here today? Coach Doty? There he is. Thank you very much for the manpower for Saturday. So, so grateful. Thank you. And all the other men who came and helped us move in, and the men who came to, and women who came to get everything shut back down, and Arlen and your dear wife, where are you? Is he here today?
Yes.
Cooking. Okay. Ashley, you get to stand up for all of you. Okay, just waving. They took the rest of it, the leftovers, to Goodwill. And the blessing of the day, the gentleman that was supposed to come pick up all of our stuff, he didn't show up, and we called, and Pam got on the phone and called him, and he says, oh, no, I can't come till 5:30. And we went, uh-oh.
So Pam
told him that that wasn't going to work because we had to be out of there by 5:30. So we were worried that we weren't going to have a trailer big enough to haul everything, but we just kept having people come and buy and whatever. And right at the last minute, we had a couple of men that came by and asked us if they could have the furniture that was left. They had a family who had just moved here that had absolutely nothing. They didn't even have a bed to sleep in. So we gave them what was left, and they took it. And then the gentleman that needed the furniture brought his pickup back to get the last of it. The Lord takes care of his people. And y'all took care of us. And we love you dearly. Thank you. Oh. And right now we don't have the final figure, but it was right at 6,800. So we're very blessed.
Let's stand and sing. Let's do it.
Oh, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lord, teach your children to stop the fighting. Start uniting all as one. Let's get together, loving forever. Sanctuary for you. You were the one, Lord, who sent the Savior, heart and soul, Lord, for our land. It is you, Lord, who knows our weakness. You refine us with your hand. So, Lord, prepare me. Be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you.
The graduation of our kindergartners to the first grade in our classes here, and Andy's going to supervise that, and then afterwards, one of our elders, David Copeland, will do the scripture reading and blessing over them.
Our children are important to us, agree? Our children are important to the kingdom of God. In fact, our verses today that deal with our children's ministry parts of this all deal with children. Both of them look at that aspect when Jesus was talking that we need to be like these children. We need to be like these children that we have, like the children in the kingdom. And so children are important. One of the reasons that we decided to do this, we've always done senior graduation, but we've added to that. The Children's Committee has been working the past few years and toying with the idea of this idea of milestones. David has preached on it in the past. And so we started thinking, what kind of milestones are there? And when you start looking at that, you look at 16, you can drive. 18, you graduate high school. Junior high to high school, going into junior high, whatever it is, that our lives are filled with these milestones and these transitions. And so how as a church can we promote that, and can we put a biblical spin on our own milestones? And so what we've come up with is the kindergarten to first, for good reasons, and Whitney will explain a little bit of that in just a second. And then we have, of course, sixth, going into seventh grade. And so those are our milestones that we are supporting this morning. While we recognize that all of our kids are important and the journey that they're on moving to each grade, we wanted to do something specifically for these areas this morning. So Whitney and BJ have been our teachers for our kindergarten to first grade, and they've been doing such a great job. And we have a lot of teachers that are doing a fantastic job. I don't want to just point them out, but a lot of our teachers, and they're doing so good, and we thank them for their continuous help each and every week that they show up and teach. This morning, Whitney and BJ will be presenting the Bibles to our graduating kindergartners. I'll let them, Whitney, get up and tell you a little bit more of specifically why this age group.
We're excited to celebrate these graduates and all that they've accomplished. And as they move into grade school, we felt that it was important to present them with a Bible from their church family. These Bibles were created for early readers, and so this is such an important time, and that they're growing and learning how to read. And so we wanted to do that. So as I call your name this morning, if you'll go ahead and come up, and Miss BJ is going to present you with your Bible. The first one we have is Connor Robinson.
Yeah.
here so everyone can see you. Yeah, there you go. Okay, and next we have Jefferson Carswell. Come on up. And then we have Kinsey Myers. And Levi Collier. So these are our kindergartners, and they've all been presented with their Bible from you, church family, so thank you for that. I don't know if any of you parents wanted to take a picture, but I'm going to let them smile for y'all real quick. All right, you'll smile.
I'm going to be reading from Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 through 6. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a little child to him and placed the child among them. And he said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. Causing to stumble, if anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea." Pray with me, please. Our Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for children. They are a gift and a blessing from you. But we only have them for a little while. We're thankful for their hearts, that they are honest, that they are humble, that they are loving and caring and sharing. May we be good examples before them, before our children and our grandchildren. May we show them the way to relationship with you. We ask for your protection and your watch care over them, that you would protect them from physical harm, but we're especially mindful of the evil one, and we ask for your protection from the evil one. May all of us become more like children in our thoughts and in our actions. May we have servant hearts that want to serve and live for you each day of our lives. We're thankful for Jesus. We're thankful for the hope and the assurance that we have through him of living with you one day. May we all seek you and strive to serve you to the best of our ability. May we grow stronger each day in your will and in your service. We ask all this through Christ. Amen.
Everybody continue to sing right out. The singing sounds wonderful this morning. There is beyond the azure blue a God concealed from human sight. He tinted skies with heavenly hue and framed the worlds with his great might. There is a God. He is alive. In him we live and we survive. From dust our God created man. He is our God, the great I am. There was a long, long time ago a God whose voice the prophets heard. He is the God that we should know, who speaks from his inspired word. There is a God. There is a God. He is alive. In Him we live. And we survive. From dust our God created man. He is our God, the great I am. Secure is life from mortal mind. God holds the germ within His hand. Though men may search, they cannot find, for God alone does understand. There is a God, He is alive, in Him we live, and we survive. From dust our God created man, He is our God. Son upon a tree, a life was willing there to give, that He from sin might set man free, and evermore with Him could live. There is a God, He is alive, in Him we live. And we survive. From dust our God created man. He is our God, the great I am. Amen. This next song will be to prepare our minds for the Lord's Supper this morning. How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son. To make a wretched treasure, and how great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns His face away. As wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory, behold the man upon a cross. My sin upon His shoulders, ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held Him there, until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. I will not boast in anything. No gifts, no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ.
His death and resurrection, why should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, his wounds have paid my ransom. But this I know with all my
Thank you, ladies, for reminding us what this is about. Part of the responsibility of teaching children is to help them to understand what the Bible teaches as the commands of God, and also to understand the traditions of our church and help them to discern the difference as they go through life. We want them to understand that there are some things that are biblical, that are a command of God, that it's a non-negotiable. It's what God expects us to do. There are some things like methods and procedures and so forth that churches choose to do that works best for them that are important for us to keep because it helps us to do what God has commanded us to do. But in those things, we want our children to understand why we do them. The way we're taking communion right now is a method. There are a lot of different ways to do this. When we began to deal with COVID, we went to this because of the need at the time. And we're going to use that again today. If you did not receive one, raise your hand and we'll see that you get one. It doesn't change, though, the command of our Lord to do this in remembrance of me. It doesn't change the fact that the bread, although it's just a little wafer inside this sealed container, it's still bread that represents our Lord's body. The juice that's in this cup, the blood of the vine, of the grape, is the blood of Jesus, represented, as he said, in the institution of the Lord's Supper. Do this in remembrance of me, for this is the blood of the covenant for the forgiveness of sins. I'll pray first for our bread. We'll take a moment to take that, and then I'll pray for the cup, and we'll take that, and then we'll sing a verse of a song to help us remember what that means for us. And we'll take the offering after that. Would you bow with me, please? Our Heavenly Father, we know that it is your will, it was your plan for your Son to die on the cross for our sins. We know, Jesus Christ, that you willingly offered yourself to die for us. We know that you went through the agony of the cross because you love us. And we know that you gave us this act, this simple act of eating bread, to remember not only your body that hung on the cross so that we might have the forgiveness of sins, but also to remind us as the forgiven ones, we constitute your body here on the earth, your church. We ask that we do this in a way that pleases you, with our minds focused on you and with our hearts discerning what guilt we might have in our hearts and in our lives that we need to lay at the foot of the cross. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we adore you. Lay our lives before you. How we love you.
Would you bow with me again? Our Heavenly Father, we continue our prayer remembering that when Jesus did this with his apostles, he was facing his imminent death. And we realize as we take this in the freedom of this moment, without persecution or hostility, that we owe to you the thanks for giving your Son and allowing him to shed his blood of the covenant for us. And Jesus, we cannot conclude this prayer without praying to you our thanksgiving that you willingly shed your blood for us. Not the blood of animals or any other kind of substitution, but you willingly gave yourself to die for us. Thank you so much for that gift. And we take this in your name and pray also in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus, we adore you. Lay our lives before you. How we love you.
I know some of you have already placed your offering this morning in the baskets as you exit the auditorium here, but some of you are still holding it. We wanted to give our children a chance this morning to be able to take the offering. We'll begin going back to a more normal procedure in this. We thought this morning was a good time to do that. So as they take up this offering, I'm going to give a blessing for it, and then we're going to sing all three verses of the song that we were singing. Our Heavenly Father, receive the gifts that we give this morning from hearts that love you and give with good intention. We pray, Father, for wisdom in using these gifts in a way that will glorify your name. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we adore you. Lay our lives before you. How we love you. Jesus, we adore you. Lay our lives before you. How we love you. In spirit we adore you. Lay our lives before you. How we love you.
All right, we're fixing to do our children's offering. As you can see on the slide, there's no children's church today. Usually there is, but since we have the loft under construction right now, we are not going to have it this morning, and we wanted all of you kids to be a part of what we're doing this morning. We want you to see it. We want you to get excited and think, oh boy, one of these days this is going to be me, at least within the graduation. And we want to see you graduate. We want you to participate in everything that we have going on this morning. Okay, so there's going to be no children's church. Usually, also, I wanted to give a big shout out to Casey Reed. She doesn't want me to do this, but I'm doing it anyways. If you didn't know, she's usually the one that does our children's worship, and she's been doing a great job. It kind of got dumped on her, and she's just taken it and run with it. And we couldn't be happier and more proud of what she's doing. All right, we're going to do our children's offering now. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones who him belong,
They are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Come here. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Now we'll go to the next songs, since I can't read. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Jesus died for all the children, all the children of the world. They are precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
Oh God, You are my God, and I will ever praise You. Oh God, You are my God, and I will ever praise You. I will seek You in the morning, and I will learn to walk in Your ways, and step by step You'll lead me, and I will follow You all of my days. Oh God, You are my God, and I will ever praise You. Oh God, You are my God, and I will ever praise You. I will seek You in the morning, and I will learn to walk in Your ways, and step by step You'll lead me, and I will follow You all of my days. And I will follow You all of my days. And I will follow You all of my day. And step by step You'll lead me. And I will follow You all of my days.
Sixth through to seventh grade graduation Bibles. These Bibles are pretty nice. They're actually really nice. If you get a chance, look at them. What these are is they're journaling Bibles. One of the things that we're wanting to accomplish is for our sixth grader or incoming seventh graders is make sure they get these Bibles, because we're hoping what they'll do is they'll learn to use them. And learn to journal, learn to write, and as they continue through their through the youth group, that they'll have that and be able to have those notes. One of the things that we've started, and it starts here in a few weeks, and I think y'all have heard about, is the bridge class, where we're working with the fifth and sixth graders to try to teach them and preparing them to bridge into the teenage years. And part of what we're going to work with is journaling and working to how to use your Bible. And so as we work on that, we hope that these Bibles are tools for our sixth grade graduates, that they will take them, that they will use them and learn to use them and really enjoy them. They're really nice, and we're so happy to be able to give you guys that opportunity. A number of our kids couldn't make it today. They had prior obligations, so bear with us if it's a little awkward because there's nobody's coming up. We have like five or six graduates, five this morning, but I think only two could be here. So our teachers that have been, two more of our teachers are Megan and Darlene. Darlene has been working on doing our curriculum. She's in charge of that and our teacher recruitment. And Megan is in charge of all of our activities. And both of them have been around long enough that they've done such a great job and know our kids really well. And so we wanted to give them the opportunity to present the Bibles to our sixth graders.
Okay, first we have Carson Bedwell. Sorry, I'm not prepared. Next, Chaney Cribbs. We'll go ahead and read the others that I think couldn't be here, but we have Chloe Torito. Louie Torito. And Landry Vosberg. Do you want to smile for pictures?
Be reading from Matthew 19, verses 13 through 15. Then children were being brought to him in order that he might lay his hands on them and pray. The disciples spoke sternly to those who brought them. But Jesus said, "Let the children come to me, and do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of heaven belongs." And as he laid his hands on them and went on his way. It's a challenging time to go from sixth grade to seventh grade. This is an age that kids leave the elementary schoolish grades and have to start showing the maturity that they've been learning all the way through up until they get to seventh grade. But it's a challenging time because they'll have different influences and those sorts of things. We want to pray for them so that we can help them, support them in gaining additional maturity and be reference points to them as they look and question things that they need to be learning and as they go through this stage. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings you give us. We ask specifically on the blessings of these sixth graders that are moving on into junior high. Thank you for their souls. Thank you for the parents that have raised them to this point and to have them continue that support and that ability to continue to learn and to learn about you and how to show Jesus in their daily lives. Today, Father, we ask that you help us as a congregation to continue to support this group and to help them learn, and as they can use these new Bibles to journal and write down questions and come up with answers to be able to address the things that they see in their daily lives at school and everywhere else as they live. Dear Father, thank you. Bless them. Help us to support them. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Corbin, I am here to sum up everything you should have learned in the past 19 years in 3 minutes or less. That was highly unfair of them to only give me 3 minutes to talk, but I'm going to give it my best shot. My original plan was to deck myself out in camo and go get in your deer stand and talk to you from there because that seemed most appropriate. I was going to try to make it funny. Both of those turned out to be very difficult for me, so I'm just in a deer stand talking to you out here in nature where I think you like it best. So let me tell you some things. I am proud of you, and I know that that sounds really cliche right now, but it is true. I'm super proud of you, and it's not just for the things that everybody sees, the football, the field goal kicking, the kicking the 46-yard field goal, or being incredible from the pitcher's mound, or being an awesome first baseman. You know, you can fish better than anybody I know. You have shown pigs. You've made stellar grades. There's so many things that I could sit here and mention and name off that make a mom proud. But I will tell you that one of the things that I see in you that just makes me smile and I guess tear up with a little bit of emotion would be how fiercely loyal you are to the people that you consider family and friends. You are going to stand up for them no matter what. You love hard, you play hard, and you will always be the first one in line to take up for friends and family, which, you know, if you don't like something and you're not interested in it, you're not going to do it, which is a wonderful trait, although it was a little challenging at times because your stubbornness is a whole lot like mine. But that's not always a bad thing. You know, I can't even begin to describe how fun it has been to have a front row seat at the past 19 years. I read this thing not too long ago, and it says a mother's job is to make sure that her children grow up and don't need her when they're grown. The hardest part of that is being able to accept success. Well, I can tell you that I have been very successful in that endeavor with you. I didn't do it alone by any means, but you have grown to not need me, and you will continue to do so many wonderful things and succeed at everything you do. So all I have to say is keep doing your thing and go conquer this year. I love you.
Corbin, you have blessed your mom, Jeff, and myself in so many ways over the last 19 years. In school, out of school, in the community, in church, on the ball field, your unselfish attitude, your Christian beliefs, and willingness to help others in everything that you do. Son, as a dad, I have never been more proud of you on this field each and every Tuesday and Friday night. And one thing I'm really going to miss is hearing that announcer say, coming to the plate, first baseman, number 9, Corbin Poston. And over the last 3 years, in the fall, on a Friday night, coming to Tarleton Memorial Stadium and watching you on this field, listening to that announcer, in on the tackle, Corbin Poston. Attempting a field goal, Corbin Poston. And going 16-0 and being a state champion. Look at that smile on my face just talking about it. And we get to see you do it again next fall, wearing purple and white, playing for Tarleton State University. Unbelievable, son. Make no mistake about it, Corbin. You have blessed this dad in so many ways, in the classroom, on the sports field, in the community. And all that's possible through our Lord and Savior, which brings me to our final destination. The tank where you got baptized and accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior. That's the greatest gift of life right there. Son, I'm so proud of you. I love you. You can do all things through Christ.
I'm very, very proud of you. You're one of the most industrious, hardworking high school students I have ever met. You're thoughtful, caring, generous, serving, and have a Christ-like spirit. You're going to do great things, young man, and it will advance the kingdom of God. I'm convinced of that. I'll give you this verse to take with you. It's Joshua 1:9. Be strong and courageous, and be not afraid, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. God bless you.
Hey, John, just wanted to say how much we love you on behalf of Foster Home. You have come into our lives, and I remember the day that that you came in and we interviewed you, and just the impact that you've made on so many lives there. We love you. You're one of our kids. You've grown so much in the past couple of years, and we're so proud of you. And we look forward to the things that you're going to do and working with you in the future. And just, I can't say enough how proud of you we are. So we love you, John. We look forward to the great things that you're going to do.
Honestly, cannot believe that you are 18 and about to graduate. We think you are an amazing person. We're so proud of the adult you have become. So to try to put into words how much you mean to us, your dad sat down and wrote you a song that we would like to sing for you. So, Kyler, Cash, are you ready? Yeah. Totally never do that to you. You are such an amazing person. I wish more people got to see your crazy personality. You're fun, you're quick-witted, you're super loyal. You help me more than you will ever know. Just to show a little bit of your personality to people, Dad wants to show a video. We would actually never let him do that. So they say that having weird parents builds character. So I've really tried hard to make you a stronger person. You were the first tiny little human to ever call me mom, and you have been a huge blessing. You also have all these amazing talents that you don't even let people see. Just for examples, these are some amazing drawings that you've done. We are super proud of you. We love you. We cannot wait to see the great things that you're going to do in life, because you're awesome and you're amazing and you're going to do great things. You have been a huge blessing to us your entire life. So come on, guys. We love you, Kinley.
Congratulations, Reese. We sure are proud of you, boy. Now your mom and Carson are going to share their favorite memories of you.
Hey, Reese. So we came to where it all started almost 19 years ago at the house. We share a few memories. One of them is you on your trike on the front porch chasing Carson around. Another one is you went out here to stick your tongue on the frozen pole because you wanted to see if your tongue would stick. The other was you being baptized across the road over there in that tank. First Watts wanted to be a bull rider.
Some of the more current ones was that last pitch at an Argyle baseball game last year that cinched us going to the state game. And of course, the most recent is winning state. So proud of you. It's been a great ride. Congratulations.
Hey, Reese. I had a bunch of good memories of you, but one of my favorites was probably when you were at the barn that day pushing calves. Dad told you to get in there and push them up to the lot so that he could cut them. And he said they wouldn't kick you. Well, as soon as you got in there, that thing kicked you and you were in there crying. And to this day, you still haven't got in there to push calves again. That was my favorite memory.
I want to know we're proud of you. Can't see or can't wait to see what the future holds for you. I want you to always remember one thing. Always remember who you are and where you came from.
Reese, your mom and I wanted to congratulate you on your graduation class of 2022. We never really thought you'd get there. No, just kidding. I know that a move in the middle of your high school career wasn't maybe the most optimal thing, but I think we all think that it was great in the long run. We're glad that we got both your approval and Abby's approval and Haley's approval before we came. But it was obviously something that was big and wound up being special. I was trying to think about what I wanted to say, and I want to say the thing that most impresses me about what I've seen in you as you've grown up is how other adults talk about you. I'm proud for how adults speak of you, and whether it's your manners or just the way you carry yourself, I'm most thankful for the way that you carry yourself amongst coaches, teachers, church members, and just any adult that we meet that has met you that we hadn't. So thank you for being a great son. Thank you for being an example. And we love you. I love you.
Reese, words can express how honored I am to be your mom. Many people see all of your accomplishments there on the football field and admire your hard work and dedication. And though I love being a war dog mama, and I am proud of those accomplishments, I am much more proud of who you are beyond the weight room and the football field. You are a man of discipline, of honor, and of justice. You stand up for those who can't stand up for themselves. You fight for and with the underdog. You treat people with respect while holding them accountable, all the while holding yourself to an even higher standard. You challenge yourself every chance you get to become the best version of yourself and the person God needs you to be. Thank you for being such a blessing to us and so many others. I can't wait to see what God has planned for you in the next stage of your life. And thank you for being such an amazing son and brother to your two older sisters.
We love you.
Love you.
Good morning, church. Today I have the distinct honor
of getting to recognize our five seniors. Now, before I call them up here individually, I want to say a few words about this group and then give these seniors a few parting words of wisdom. And I promise you that I'll not go as long as David. That you can take that to the bank. But church, I'm constantly reminded just how great of a community that we live here in Stephenville, Texas. We really are the city of champions. And let me tell you, as I'm sure most of you already are aware, that these seniors are no exception. They have taken up that mantle and are carrying on that tradition of excellence, not just in football, as we all know, but in baseball, FFA, art, and all types of other activities. They really have made this church proud. And two of these seniors, Kinley and John Wayne, they've even been champions of industry. They're in high school and running their own business. I didn't know which way was up in high school. These five seniors are truly worthy of our praise and admiration. So let's give them one quick round of applause. All right, seniors, I told you I had some words of wisdom, right? Well, guys and gal, congratulations on your upcoming graduation. You have reached another milestone in your life, and we as a congregation are proud of you and all that you've accomplished so far. But what I want you to realize is that all that you have done and all that you will accomplish in life is all for naught unless you do it for the glory of God. Your family and this church family, your spiritual family, truly believe that each of you are champions in your own right. As we honor each of you today, please remember that it always has been and always will be this congregation's prayer that whatever life takes you next and wherever you choose to champion in the future, that you will do so while being champions of God. We want you to take that same grit and determination that you've shown on the football field and on the baseball diamond, show barns, classrooms, and everything else you've done so far in life, and just go out there and do great things in God's honor. And if you ever need anything, just as the video said, you'll always have a home here. Not just here at Graham Street, but in the kingdom of God. All right, so without further ado, let's call you up here individually and embarrass you. All right. Mr. Corbin Poston, get up here. Yeah, you're coming all the way up here. Yes, sir. All right, come here. Come here. Yeah, we got to talk a little about you here. Embarrass you. All right, so I had a few questions that I asked each of them to bring me, and sometimes it's like pulling teeth to get some of their stuff out of them, but we finally got there. So high school accomplishments, Mr. Corbin Poston, varsity letterman in football, basketball, and baseball, of course was on that state championship team. He was awarded first team all-district linebacker and kicker, first team all-state kicker, Whataburger super kicker. Does that mean you kick a lot of Whataburgers or what? You get a free walk for life, right? Okay. Aiden wants to see you afterwards. Okay. Along with multiple other awards. He was member of the Bass Club for 4 years and was a state qualifier for two of those years. Went last year to the state semis in baseball and hopefully going to go just as far, if not further, this year, right? We're still working. Got some more to do. Academic all-state in all three sports and member of the National Honor Society. And finally, was the Optimist Youth of the Month. Which month was it? Yeah. Come on, man. All right, so plans after graduation. He plans on going to Tarleton State and kicking on the football team. And is currently undecided on a major and future career. In fact, when I texted him, and he said, I have no clue. That's all right. You got time to figure it out. What he looks forward to most about after high school is being able to be self-dependent. And his favorite Bible verse is Joshua 1:9. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Corbin Poston, everybody. You got to stand there the whole time. Man. All right. Next, Mr. John Wayne Ogle. Come on up here, sir. John Wayne. All right, high school accomplishments. This man is now a certified welder, so that means I can call on you anytime, right? Need something done? All right. He was a two-time state qualifier in home site evaluation and received the Stephenville High School Corps Award. His plans after graduation are he plans on continuing growing his landscaping business and to start working as a local HVAC company and become a certified technician. Plans after high school is looking forward to the freedom to work on his own. And his favorite Bible verse is Matthew 12:33. Make a tree good and its fruit will be good. Or make a tree bad and its fruit will be bad. For a tree is recognized by its fruit. Mr. John Wayne Ogle. All right. Now for the soul lady. Ms. Kinley Harcourt, come on up. All right. So, Ms. Kinley, like I said, she opened that online boutique. Woo, girl. The next, like, Kate Spade or something, huh? Like I said, that's pretty impressive. I had no idea what I was doing in high school. Plans after graduation is continue to grow her business, becoming a titan of industry. What she's looking forward to most after life of high school is new adventures and finding God's plan for me. Favorite Bible verse is Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Ms. Kinley Harcourt. All right, the first of the Reese's Pieces. Reese Elston, come on up here, bud. I'm going to go ahead and start, Reese, because you got a long one. All right. So high school accomplishments. This man was a regional competitor in fishing. You beat him up pretty good in fishing, didn't you? State qualifier and he's regional, huh? All right. Baseball district champs in this year and last. State qualifier last year in 21. He was pitcher of the year. And academic all district. And I think you're getting a few more this year, right? Hopefully. Oh, yeah. All right. In football, he was district champ in 19, 20, and 21. Of course, on that state championship team, was an all-state wide receiver, Game Changers MVP, academic all-district in 19, 20, and 21, and selected to the 2022 FCA All-Star football team. And he was also Rotary Student of the Month. Do you know what month? It's sitting here. Come on, man. You either, huh? All right. Plans after graduation. This man wants to go and play baseball in college and also is currently undecided on the major. You guys got to get your act together, man. Come on. What he's looking forward to most after high school is enjoying college and having a job to make money. Favorite Bible verse is Joshua 1:9. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Do you and your cousin just do that on, you know, like, is that like a family Bible verse? Y'all just.
We talk.
Yeah, right. Yeah. All right, Reese Elston, everybody. All right, last but certainly not least, Mr. Reese Young. Come on up here, big dog. All right, Mr. Reese Young, his high school accomplishments. He was 4A Division I District 5 MVP. He was awarded first team All-State as a linebacker. He was the state championship game defensive MVP. Big Country defensive MVP, Abilene Reporter News defensive MVP. He was the Central Texas Defensive Player of the Year and was the 4A Defensive Player of the Year. Did all right. Plans after graduation is to go to ACU, play football for them, and study kinesiology, where he has future aspirations of becoming a strength and conditioning coach and opening up his own gym. Would you get with your other two guys and get them straight? No, you're not leaving. I just saying get them straight on what they're going to do afterwards. Okay? Now, this is one I asked him. I said, what are you looking forward to most? And he just, if you know Reese, the man's laser focused, right? He has no other aspirations other than to study, play football, and do all that stuff. So I did a little bit of digging, and I figured out a little extrapolation of how I know him, and I came up with my own. So I hope this is accurate, okay? So what he's looking forward to most after high school is searching for the future Mrs. Young. Am I right or am I right? I'm right. All right. His favorite Bible verse, Galatians 6, 7 through 10. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. Reese Young, everybody. All right, get over here. Let's give him one more round of applause, everybody. Do you have a smile for pictures? Smile for pictures, everybody. Come on, smile. They're all over there, though, so you're going to have to, like... Yeah, just go over here. Look at that. Look. Y'all are so smart. They're about to graduate. They know what they're doing. All right, get off the stage. Y'all are done.
I'll be reading from Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verses 10 through 18. And before I read that, I want to say this about those young people that were just on the stage. We are extremely blessed. Graham Street Church of Christ is extremely blessed because of the way those young people represented not only Stephenville, but represented our church family, and we're thankful for that. We're very thankful for that. Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes, and he will have schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to withstand and to stand your ground, stand firm then with a belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Graduates, you can always come home. Your Heavenly Father sent his only Son to die on the cross for not only you, but all of us. Your Heavenly Father will never leave you nor forsake you. And there's nothing you can do that will keep your Heavenly Father from loving you. There's no decision that you can make that's bad enough that this church family won't love you unconditionally. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this group of young people. Father, we thank you for Reese Young and Corbin Poston, John Wayne Ogle, Kenley Harcourt, Reese Elston, and L. Hart. Father, we thank you for the example they've been to so many. Father, we thank you for their hearts. We ask that you would bless them from this point forward. Father, they're going to be making decisions of their own. Father, help them to realize they will find whatever they're looking for. Father, our prayer is they look for you on a daily basis, that they live around the foot of the cross. And Father, they make good decisions as they move forward. And with good decisions comes reward, and with poor decisions comes consequences. But Father, remind them that your love is unconditional and your grace and mercy is always available. Father, they're going to make mistakes as we all have. But Father, our prayer is that they understand that you love them regardless. Thank you for their parents. Thank you for the example they've been. Father, thank you for the way they've represented this community, the way they've represented this church. Father, just bless them in all their endeavors. Father, give them clarification in their future plans. Help them with those decisions. Father, bless them with wisdom and discernment. Father, help Kinley to continue to be the sweet young lady she is. Father, we pray for these young men that they'll grow into the spiritual leaders that your kingdom has called them to be. Thank you for loving them. Thank you for their families. And thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
If you are a teacher in our church family, or a teacher in the school district, or a teacher or coach in the school district, stand up, please. I know you're out there. Stand up. These last couple of years have been very trying for all the folks in our educational system. Not only in church, but in our school district. I mean, we've had to do stuff on the fly. We've had to cancel things and pick things back up. And yet, they never wavered. They stuck with it, and they finished the fight. I think we owe a deep debt of gratitude to these teachers. I'd like to read this morning in God's Word, Psalm 119. How can a young person stay on the path of purity? By living according to your word. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I've hidden your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Verses 33 through 40. Teach me, Lord, the way of your decrees, that I may follow it to the end. Give me understanding, so I may keep your law and obey with all my heart. Direct me in your paths of your commands, for there I find delight. Turn my head toward your statutes and not toward selfish gain. Turn my eyes away from worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word. Fulfill your promise to your servant so that you may be feared. Take away the disgrace I dread, for your laws are good. How I long for your precepts and your righteousness. Preserve my life. Then verse 105, your word is a lamp to my feet, a light on my path. Verses 129 through 135, your statutes are wonderful. Therefore, I obey them. The unfolding of your words gives light, gives understanding to the simple. Open my mouth and pant, longing for your commands. Turn to me and have mercy on me, as you always do to those who love your name. Direct my footsteps according to your word. Let no sin rule over me. Redeem me from my human oppression, that I may obey your precepts. Make your face shine on your servant, and teach me your decrees. Let's pray. Father, we come to you today asking you to look down on our teachers. I want to thank you for the way they give of themselves, the way they serve, the way they teach and instruct our children. We ask, Father, that you fill our teachers up, fill their hearts with courage through your spirit, fill them with strength, so they may rise to every challenge and objective, and they won't grow weary. We ask that you fill them with your wisdom, that they will have the right decisions to make and the right guidances for those who they guide and teach. We ask you to fill them with your peace when they have stress, when they worry and have anxiety, Father. We ask for that peace that passes understanding, that these things will not overwhelm them. We ask you to fill them with joy, Father, that they will have the passion as they teach, and that passion will be contagious and spread to others throughout your kingdom. In all things, Father, let them always look to you. And Father, be with us, that we would be encouragers to them, that we would support them, and always be there for them, Father. We love them and love what they do for our kids and the examples they set for each other and for everyone here today. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
I'm going to ask Hubert Collier to come forward, and he's going to share with us an update and then tell us a little bit about the plans he's going to do. And then, Gail, are you in here? Gail, would you come up too, please? And I'm going to have him share his plans, and then I want to have a prayer for them before Jim Holt closes us out in the final closing prayer, in which he'll pray for our meal also. And we invite you to stay afterwards and join us at the Family Center for a meal. And there'll be display counters all the way around the room that will tell you more about our seniors. So, Hubert, if you will, update us, and I'll pray for you.
A couple of months ago, this congregation was very generous to donate right at $11,000 for Ukrainian refugees. These are people that we know nothing about, but we've been seeing on the news day after day. There are millions of refugees dispersed throughout Europe and other places as well. And Sunset Bible College has been a collection point. And through contact with them, we found out one of the places is in a small congregation in Lithuania. Had to look on the map to see where Lithuania is, but it's in Europe. This congregation has about 25 to 35 members, yet they have taken in 40 refugees. They're right next to Poland, and Poland is just overrun with refugees, and a lot of them are spilling over into the other countries, including Lithuania. So what they're doing for these 40 people, some of them are staying in their houses. They have rented 3 apartment complexes. 2 of the mothers, it's always the wives and the children, because the husbands are staying in the country fighting. Only 2 of them have managed to find jobs. They don't speak Lithuanian. They cannot get their kids in the school system because the school systems are full. They cannot get their kids in daycare because there's no room in daycare as well. And so our money has been wired there. And Gail and I are leaving tonight for Europe, so we decided we would go to Lithuania and spend a few days with them and be able to come back and share with you some of their stories and the pictures of these people and who we're helping and who we have the privilege to pray for. And maybe in the days to come, there's something else we could do for them as well. So again, this congregation is generous, whatever the need, whether it is local or international, and this is having a big impact on people. And many of these people aren't even Christians. They've just taken them in and doing what they can, supporting all of their needs, because they have no other source of money in the days to come. So thank you again.
I want to pray for them on their trip. As they represent us, I think this is a huge thing to do and a sacrifice on their part, willing to do that for us. So let's join in prayer for them. And Jim, after I finish the prayer, if you would, come in and close us out. And we invite you to stay for the meal and continue to congratulate our seniors for the great job that they've done. So guys, if you'd step over here, let me pray for you. Our Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the willingness of this couple. They have served our congregation in a tremendous way. We're so grateful for the co-shepherding that they've done in this church as they've helped men and women of our congregation, but also through their work with Celebrate Recovery. We're thankful for their willingness to lead in our mission committee and be a part of a great work that we're doing in Africa. But we ask, Father, for a special blessing on them now as they go and they represent us, as they greet the refugees who have been forced out of their homeland with a smile and with a love, and be able to share as best they can the love that this congregation has for people who are suffering. We ask that you keep them safe. May they physically be without harm as they travel. Spare them of diseases. And we pray that they don't catch COVID while they're out there. We just ask, Father, you bring them back to us safe. And we look forward to the great stories that they'll tell us about how your love has reached the heart of this special group of people in our world. We bring this prayer to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Let me also mention that Wednesday night and this morning, our kids, elementary age, made scores of cards that we're going to take over to them and share with the children over there. So our kids have done a lot also to show the love of Jesus to kids that they don't even know. And we thank our children for that.
First off, we want to thank all the visitors who have been here today. I know we've had a lot of extra visitors for the graduates. Thank you for coming. We've had some others that come. Glad that you're here, and come back anytime you can. One other thing with our high schoolers, we want to recognize the baseball team again. They did another good round in the area, another five inning over and out with a 10-run rule. So congratulations, and I will be looking forward to see where they play next. We also want to remember the Don Jones's final tribute will be today here at 2 p.m. here in the building, followed by interment afterwards at the Garden of Memories. Everybody's invited to that, and so just remember that on the thing. We've had some people have had surgeries and have surgeries upcoming. Don Parker had surgery here this past week, went well. He's got to have another follow-up piece to go with that. Peggy Glover has, I believe it's knee surgery tomorrow. Remember that. And Linda Powell still has a pending surgery once she gets some other things cleared up. With Don Parker's surgery, though, the Duracells will meet on Tuesday night. So just don't forget that. That's Duracells at Tuesday night at 5:30. Bring a covered dish or dessert. So just as normal, special guest speaker of Mike Dacus. And he's creating what he's going to have to say for that. So we'll look forward to hearing all that. So anyway, appreciate that. We'll pray for the meal, but remember all the graduates and the meals across the street. Let's go to our God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the blessings you give us. Please be with the Jones family as they put Don on, you know, has already gone on to heaven. But as we do this final tribute, please support them and help us to put the kind words before them and continue to support them. Dear Heavenly Father, we remember these people that are having surgeries upcoming or are recovering from surgeries. Please be with them. Also, help them to heal and help them to regain their lives that they would like to be continuing. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you to remember the graduates. Thank you for the great things that they have in front of them. We just appreciate all the work the parents have done and all what the kids have done. Dear Father, we ask you bless the food as we go forward and as this meal upcoming. Thank you for all the people who contributed that. Help us to remember that. Help us to gain strength and energy from that and to be able to serve you in the community. We want to remember all these things and let everybody have a wonderful week and to be able to serve and be a light to you. Dear Father, we pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Please stand. Craig will have one more song, then we'll be dismissed. Thank you.
The splendor of a king clothed in majesty. Let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. It trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice.
How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. And age to age he stands, and time is in his hands. Beginning and the end, the Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. And how great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God.
Amen. Have a great week, everybody.